Another belief that you need to discard to get onto your sacred path is that goals are essential for your own success. I am pretty much convinced that there really is a formula for failure, which is nothing more than trying to please everyone and ignoring our own inner impulses. But I do not believe that there is one single formula for success. Living the spiritual life does not mean setting goals and following them assiduously. The way of the sacred quest is different than that. This difference is sensed in this little stanza by Rumi, a Sufi poet who lived 1,000 years ago. He said, "Do you think I know what I am doing? That for one breath or half-breath I belong to myself? As much as a pen knows what it's writing, or the ball can guess where it's going next." As an instrument of God, you are ever in the presence of a loving guidance. With this inner awareness, you will not lose sight of yourself and become a homeless bum begging for your next meal if that is not the way of your sacred quest. You will know your purpose, pursue it with vigor, and trust the universe to handle the details. It is this kind of awareness that has led me to work even harder and produce more effectively and feel more purposeful, not a set of goals that I strove toward. I can truly identify with Rumi in this regard. I have never known where I am going. I quiet myself, listen, and then allow myself to be guided. Having goals is a way of abandoning now in favor of a plan for some future now. The absence of a lot of specific goals helps cultivate your awareness that you are not alone on this journey. You begin to trust in the divine guidance to assist you in your present moment. You come to know the universe will handle the details if you surrender and let go somewhat. How to release the importance of goals for success? Be willing. This is the most important suggestion I can offer. Be willing to do whatever it takes to turn that